Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Folks, nobody bought tickets for this one. It was supposed to be the prelim, the filler, the bout you miss because you're still in line for a drink. And then round one starts, and the question lands clean, and the whole arena goes quiet. One question. 15. Wisdom traditions. Your seat is already paid for.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions answered fresh every day. Find today's question, submit your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, if I could stop getting stronger at 50, would I even want to? Before we do anything else, let's take the word doing all the lifting here and it's not 50, it's stronger. Because stronger can mean the thing you build in a gym, or the thing you build after a bad year, or the performance of readiness for an audience that quietly logged off sometime around your mid-40s. Which kind are we talking about? That answer changes everything. So, if you could stop getting stronger at 50, would you even want to? Stoicism goes straight for the throat on this. It says you've already framed it wrong. The body decides when it stops. You don't get a vote on that part. What you do get to vote on is whether you show up anyway, without the incentive of progress to sweeten the deal. Epictetus had a broken leg and no civil rights and still treated showing up as non-negotiable. Stoicism's move here is to separate the desire to grow from the choice to try, and it finds the desire kind of suspect.
That's a hard sell at 50. The reward is not the point works great in a philosophy seminar. It's a different conversation when your joints are filing formal complaints. Epicureanism is more honest about the body. It's not about peak strength. It's about functional comfort. Can you carry groceries up 3 flights? Can you sit across from someone you love and not be in pain through the whole dinner? That's the actual ledger. The rest is vanity math.
Judaism thinks you're asking the wrong question entirely, but in the most useful way. The Talmud actually puts peak wisdom at 50. Not because growth stops, but because now the strength is finally for something outside yourself. Someone in your specific community is carrying a weight that only your particular 50 years of scar tissue can help lift. So stopping isn't really on the table because you haven't finished paying out what you accumulated.
That's beautiful and also a little relentless. Buddhism would call that the hand clenched around the cup. It doesn't care whether you keep lifting or quit. It just wants you to notice the fist. The one who wants to stop and the one who refuses to are running the same negotiation with themselves. Open the hand. The cup lands. You're still here. That's it. Buddhism is not impressed by your strength or your wisdom timeline.
You know what tradition I wasn't expecting to get to me? Cynicism. It says the column header on your ledger has been wrong the whole time. You've been entering strength, but what you were actually logging was proof of effort for an audience that stopped watching years ago. And the weight you've really been carrying, is the performance of readiness itself. That group text that's gone quiet? Maybe that's not loss. Maybe that's the audience finally dispersing. And the question is whether you can lift without them in the room.
Cynicism hands you a mirror. It's a wonderful life hands you a reason. And with more warmth. Clarence doesn't show George Bailey a better Bedford Falls. He shows him the cold bar where nobody knows his name, the mother who doesn't recognize his face. The argument isn't about strength. It's about what wouldn't exist without you having been dragged through it. Every rep that costs you 2 days of recovery, that's the town. You built the town. Don't ask Clarence to take you home yet.
If I'm calling one tradition first about this question, it's Taoism. Because it's the only one that says 50 might be when you finally stop being shaped and start being prior to all that effortful becoming. Not weaker, not done, just original again. Come back tomorrow for the next one.
The undercard is over, and I have been doing this long enough to know when a bout rewrites the whole card. And this one did it without throwing a single clean punch. Just a question. Standing in the center of the ring at 50, hands open, asking whether the fight was ever against anyone else. TheGodShow.us is free. It is daily. It is multilingual. And it needs your support to stay that way. Subscribe. Share it with somebody who is currently lifting something they can't name. Or find us at TheGodShow.us. TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The cup is on the floor. The hand is open. The arena lights are still on. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.